Hey friends, it's Monday and we are heading into 2 Corinthians chapter 8 today. And there's really two parts to chapter 8. The second part of chapter 8 is just Paul talking about sending Titus to Corinth to be with the people and kind of gives them some direction in what to do with Titus when he's there and talking about how to treat him. But I want to focus today on the beginning of chapter 8. Now here's how it starts. He says, "And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian church. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability." So Paul's not even talking about the Corinthian church. He is pointing out to the Corinthian church how generous the Macedonian church has been. Even in their struggles, it says that they welled up in rich generosity. Now, I think this really applies to us today. I know a lot of people are struggling financially with all of the things that have happened in our country the last couple years, the way that prices, inflation has increased so drastically. But yet he says here, as he compliments this church, that they gave even beyond their ability, even when they were struggling. So he's making a call to the Corinthian church to be generous. He says, "See that you also excel in this grace of giving." And then what he does here next is he interjects what Jesus did. Listen to this, verse 9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you may become rich." That sounds interesting, doesn't it, if we take it at face value? But what he's doing is he's changing the vernacular here and talking about Jesus being rich. Now, Jesus was homeless. How could he be rich? When he started his ministry, he left his hometown of Nazareth, and we don't get any indication that he even had a house, right? It even says that he had nowhere to lay his head, right? So how is he rich? Well, he was rich in love. And he was rich in the fact that he was God. It says he became poor, not just financially poor. Jesus became poor in going from God to coming and living as a human in the human experience, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Isn't that interesting? And then he goes right back in and he's talking about monetary generosity again. So let me ask you this. Is there a link here that we should be thinking about how generous we are as far as it goes to giving to God's work? Now, if you know me well, you know that I am not a high pressure. Everyone needs to give 10% of their offering, of their income, if they want to be part of our church. We don't do that. This is between you and God. As for me and my family, 10% is the minimum I think God calls us to give because of the richness he has given us. Now, we're richer than 95% of the world. I say that all the time. But we're to give sacrificially. Do you give sacrificially to the Lord? Remember, they gave in Macedonia even beyond their ability. Wow, that's sacrificial giving. I think that's something I can work on even more, is giving sacrificially from what God has given me. How about you? Do you tithe to your church? Do you give to God's work? to the point where you know it's making a difference for His kingdom. I want to challenge you with that today. Unashamedly, I want to challenge you with that today. If you don't yet tithe, would you consider talking to God about that? This is how we continue to reach people and grow people in their relationship with Christ. Be back with you tomorrow for 2 Corinthians chapter 9.